Intelligent Extractor Call 3. All right. So close that. Here we go. We got it. Okay, David, we have you there?
I am here.
Okay, great. And then it's okay for you to just sit in there because David and Joe know me well enough, they don't need to look at me. Trust me. So we're very honored to have a few very special guests come in by Skype. David Bolliger is in Boston, so he's giving his time, and as I said, he runs technology globally for IBM, so he's a pretty busy guy. And he's kind enough as a friend to make himself available. And Joe is also extremely busy as well, but I think he's having hired babysitters to take care of her young one while she joins us by Skype, and her husband is being kind enough too to give her time on Saturday night, so thank you, Joe, for that. And Joe has an extensive background in games. She's British. She has worked on games like Halo. She's worked on what I call the first transformative media aspect. I developed at the University of California a transformative media consortium, which is an intersection between social media, games, and traditional media, ultimately. And not just traditional gaming, because gaming is, you know, one aspect of a whole broad spectrum of media. And Joe probably is the only one in the industry that I know of today who's actually developed true transformative media. But now she's at PopCap Games, which is a division of EA. She's director of platform engineering for all the games across all the studios globally for PopCap Games. And the other thing which is interesting is we have with us tonight the whole concept of STEM plus art plus movement. That's the way we use our program to effectively have success with all our students. And tonight, as Ann said, we're going to have some brief student performances. They've only had to run through three times. It isn't a play where you spend hours and hours and hours. These students have actually worked with us in our after-school classes about 45 minutes each three times. But they will connect with what we call the sphere of influence, which basically is looking at how scientists and writers and philosophers and many others. So, tell them, maybe we say hello.